It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
In the book of Matthew, 6th chapter, there's some words that go like this that our Lord spoke. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Let the day's own trouble be sufficient for the day. Abraham Lincoln and some of his friends were once forced to do some traveling during a very rainy season. They'd crossed many small streams, and the water was high and fast in all of them. After a long day of facing streams that nearly washed them away, they came to a lodge where they spent the night. Sitting around the fire that night, the men were talking about how high the streams were and how fast the water was flowing. Then someone brought up the fact that the very next day the group would be forced to cross Fox River. Now, Fox River was very difficult to cross even when the water was low. And if it was up in comparison to the other streams, it'd be nearly impossible to cross. As they sat around and talked, many expressed the thought that Fox River would be uncrossable. Since they had a date to keep, it was important to the traveling group that they not be delayed on their journey. For some time that night, the group sat around discussing the river and the awful possibilities that would be open to them when it came time to cross it. Following some discussion of the river, someone noticed that there was a Methodist preacher spending the night in the lodge who traveled the territory quite often, who was very familiar with Fox River. One of the group asked the preacher about Fox River and how he managed to cope with it when the water was high. "Preacher, you've been listening to us talk about Fox River. Do you have any special way of getting across that river? Any rules to follow that might help us?" a member of the group asked. "Well, now that you ask," replied the preacher, "I do have one fixed rule about the river. I've crossed it many times, and I know it's a mighty problem to get across sometimes, but I've solved the problem with just one rule." "What's your secret, preacher? Have you got a special place to cross?" "Nope, haven't got a special place to cross. I always cross it where everyone else crosses it," he says. "Then you must have a float put back nearby to help you cross it," one of the group stated. "Nope, haven't got a float put back. Just never did have the time to build one for the occasion and didn't have the money to buy one," said the preacher. "But you said you had a rule about crossing that river," one of the Lincoln group blurted out. "If you haven't got a special place to cross or a float to cross on, then tell us what your rule about crossing the river is." "Well, sir," said the preacher, "I've crossed Fox River many times, but I've learned never to cross it till I reach it." And with that, the preacher rolled over and went to sleep. You know, it's a pretty good rule to follow.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.